Basically, I've been a Christian since, and I was trying to think to work it out from what's the difference between 2021 and 1971? Is that 50 years? Wow. Okay.
That's my
Right.
age, 50 years.
Okay. Right. Start off with my childhood. Okay. I had good parents. My dad had his own little business, which he was quite successful at. My parents were not Christians. They didn't go to church. The only involvement that I had with the church was when I have no idea how it occurred, but I ended up going to a Church of England in Milton. Okay, I lived at Bather Green stroke Stockton Brook, and somehow my parents got me involved with the church at the C of E Church in Milton. I can remember sitting in the young people's, they wouldn't be young people's, I'd be about 8, 9, 10 at the time, sitting in the Sunday school class, just looking around into nothingness, because what the minister was saying didn't really mean much to me. And I remember he got a bald head, big jolly type face, and I couldn't wait to get out. Okay. The only other involvement I had was somehow my mother's sister lived at Bagnall, who had to do with Bagnall Church. And I ended up being in the choir, which I didn't like, in the choir at Bagnall. My mother always used to come up to me at night time and say, shall we say a prayer to Jesus? And I'm thinking, yeah, so be it, whatever, which didn't mean anything to me whatsoever. I was simply praying to four walls and a ceiling. Okay. The only time that I actually thought about God or about the future was when in my bedroom we had a massive, thick, one of those big Bibles where the print was huge. And don't ask me why, but I always looked in the book of Revelation, not that it made much sense to me. And the only reason I looked in Revelation was because it might tell us something about the future. Okay. So that was my early life. In my teens, I was a good lad, I'm guessing. If somebody had asked me about what a Christian was, I would have said, well, you go to church, you're religious, you do good, you pray, and that was it. And the only thoughts that I had, or issues, or thoughts that came to my mind about God and Christianity was, is there a hell? Is there a heaven? I don't know. I didn't know. But something at the back of my mind thought, you're going to die sooner or later. Where will I end up? In heaven or in hell? No idea. Anyway, as I grew older, I suppose by modern day standards, I was quite a good lad. I didn't go to the pubs, didn't drink, didn't go to nightclubs, didn't do drugs. I got no interest whatsoever in church. The only interest that I got was football, Stoke, music, status quo, and astronomy. I was well into the Apollo program. When I was 16, stroke 17, oh, there was me and my brother, by the way. My cousin was a youth pastor in the Church of England at Abbey Alton. And he invited my brother Paul to play football for St John's football team. And I'm thinking, hang about me. So, oh, sorry, just bear with us a sec. We have a doggy interruption. About a fortnight after Paul was asked to play for the football team, my cousin Alan asked me. However, there was a catch. If you want to play for the football team, it meant that you had to... Oh, and there was also the youth club on a Wednesday night. There was a catch. If you wanted to do both these things, you had to go to the young people's youth service thing on a Sunday afternoon. So I thought, okay, I don't mind doing that. I can play football. I can go to the youth club on the Wednesday night. So I did that. So that was September 1970. So at the back of my mind, I'm thinking, I might even get to find out a bit about heaven and hell, but I'm not getting religious, no way. So I carried on going. And it was there when I first heard about Christianity, about a relationship with Jesus. Now, I found out that what the pastor, the vicar said at the time about being good, getting into heaven, there's a verse in Isaiah 64, verse 6, which says, all of us have become like something unclean. All our righteous acts are like filthy rags. Didn't really mean much to me at the time. And there's also the verse in Ephesians where we think that good acts will help us get there, but they won't. So anyway, I carried on going to the church. Had no choice but to listen to what the minister was saying. And he was talking about a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. I thought, what? Jesus died 2,000 years ago. What's all this about? But another interesting fact was that the people who I knew there who were Christians, there was something different about them. Couldn't figure out what it was. It wasn't as if you could put, you know, when you have a heart ECG, when you have go to hospital and they put all the stuff on your body, on your head, whatever, it registers on the equipment. Couldn't do that. I think there's something strange here. And they also talked about having an assurance of life after death. And I thought, what? So anyway, I carried on going to the church. And I suppose at that point, I was becoming religious. Now, about the same time when I was going to the church, the minister was talking about a relationship with God through Jesus. I started a job at a printer's, which is not there in Stoke now. And there was a bloke there who was a Christian from the Church of the Nazarene. And I didn't really think too much about it, but the way that he talked about Jesus and Christianity was the same as what the people of the Church of England were talking about. And they both married up. And so he was, this lad, Derek, he was sharing with me about Jesus, about his testimony. And the only fly in the ointment was the fact that I had two Jehovah's Witnesses working for me in the same department, who every so often would try to get alongside me and start to tell me about their beliefs. And I listened to them, but what I heard from Derek and the people at the church seemed to make more sense. So anyway, I carried on going to the church at St. John's in the Abbey. And then come April, this thing was really getting at me about people having an assurance about heaven. And say there was something different about them. They believed in what they had to say, and it was real to them. And it wasn't to me. So I can remember in April 1971, I've always thought it was the 6th of April. But when I've looked back in on the internet to see, it was a Wednesday. I think it turned out to be the 8th of April 1971. And I remember getting off the bus. I went to church meeting. It was a holiday meeting. We were going to the Norfolk Broads, about 15 young people. I remember getting off the bus, I thought, I've got to get this sorted. So we had the holiday meeting, and I said to the minister afterwards, I think I want to become a Christian. And so he said, well, you've heard about the fact that God loves you so much, and Jesus died for you, and you have to have your sins forgiven. Yeah, I know about that. He says, well, you need to ask God to forgive your sins and ask Jesus to come into your life. I'm thinking, right. And he says, it's all about faith. So he said, we're in his front room. He said, if I go out the room, you can't see me. Yeah, that figures. If you ask me to come into this room where we are now, you'll believe it by faith. Can't see me, but you'll believe that I will come back into the same room as you. And said, yeah, I understand that. Same as when you go on a bus to Anley. Can't prove the bus will get you up to Anley. Sorry, I haven't done this for a long time. Anyway, he said, ask Jesus into your life. You can either say it out loud or say it in your mind. So I thought, well, there's no way I'm saying this out loud. So I simply said, Jesus, I know I have sinned. I'm sorry. Please forgive my heart of sin. Come into my life. No blinding flash, no choir, nothing. But Mick said, will you go and tell somebody what you've actually done? So I did. I told my cousin. And from that point onwards, my life was different, because I knew that Jesus was real to me. And so that was 50 odd years ago. And I'm not religious. If anybody asked me, I would say and said, are you religious? No, I'm not. I'm a Christian. I'm a born again believer in Jesus. And, you know, it's a hard life, because you do get marked. You do get known for being a Christian. But what I've got to look forward to at the end of the day is worth it. The fact that I became a Christian actually led me into sales. And that was probably the best job that I ever had. And that basically is it.